It's a New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Well, good evening, everyone, from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. One final time, the 2015 State High School Wrestling Tournament is in the books. A state championship trophy for the sixth consecutive year for Amherst, which was never in doubt. In fact, kind of the joke that's running through some of the media is that Amherst scored more on Thursday than any of the other teams did for the whole state tournament. And we'll hear from coaches. We'll hear from some of the state championship wrestlers coming up in our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally post-game wrap-up brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed representative. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service delivering success. Grand Island comes in as the runner-up in Class A. Kearney ties for third. Hastings is fifth. And it's a family affair for the Lauxes. We'll talk about that as Brian Laux and both of his sons, senior in Nolan, freshman in Connor, come away with championships here today. It's all coming up. We'll cover it all and give you all the medal winners, everything that happened today. 30 minutes of wrestling coming your way next here on Classic Hits.
Klingelhoffer Well Drilling in Amherst would like to take this time to wish the area wrestlers the best of luck. Klingelhoffer is a very proud supporter of high school athletics and academics. Try hard, do your best, and that makes you a winner on and off the mat. Good luck, Amherst wrestlers and coaches from Klingelhoffer Well Drilling.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Zimmatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
And welcome back to the CenturyLink Center here in Omaha. Let us start off in Class D with Amherst here today. They win it with 201 team points. First off, some of the late winners here. Nolan Laux of Hastings in Class A picks up the win. Tanner Hercock of Amherst beat Zach Zaleski of Overton, and William Bloom of Elm Creek clipped Kalen Klingelhoffer of Amherst 3-2 at 126 pounds. For Amherst, they will win it today with the second highest total that they have ever had with 201 points. Last year they had 241.5. And so they will take home the team championship. The runner-up this year is Friend, 95.5. Oakland Craig third with 76. Then Creighton and Randolph. Got a chance to catch up with Coach Tyler Herman right after they were awarded their sixth championship trophy.
All right. This is six straight years you guys have been able to accomplish this, and it wasn't close. That takes a team effort.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was an overall team effort this weekend, bringing 13 guys down, getting 10 in the medals, 10 on the podium, and then, you know, five in the finals and two champs. You know, there's a couple matches I'd like to have back throughout the tournament, but it's always like that. You know, there's a couple you'd like to get back. But overall, an outstanding weekend for the Amherst wrestling program. And six straight, it's a great feeling. You know, somebody asked me if it ever gets old. No way. It never gets old. I love winning.
A record of five kids in the finals, 2 and 3. A couple are really cool. They're all close on the back end of that. Just talk about your finals today.
I tell you what, we could have easily went 5-0 in the finals. You know, we lost 2 1-point matches in a match in the ultimate tiebreaker. You know, some heartbreakers there, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. The kids fought hard, they wrestled hard for 6 minutes or more, whatever it took. And you know, I'm awful proud of their effort. You know, that's the main thing, is that they gave a championship effort. You know, and that's all we can ask.
I predicted it on air Thursday night that your 98 points might hold up the entire tournament in Class D. It did by 2.5. In terms of impressive, dominating performances, is this the top of the list for the Broncos?
It's close. It's the second most points we've ever scored at the state tournament in school history. Last year we had 241.5, and I think we were just above 200 this year. So, you know, it's close. It ranks right up there. And overall, I'm very pleased with how we wrestled this weekend. It's a tough tournament. A lot of crazy things can happen down here, and our kids stayed mentally tough, and we won a lot of big matches.
We were talking with Tanner, and he said it's not a team title unless we have an individual champ. How do you ingrain that into the kids' heads that, I mean, it's not necessarily about the team, it's about the individuals? When wrestling's an individual sport, but a lot of times it's always the other way around. You got to focus on the team first.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in years past, we talked about the team title when we were in battles with Pender and the team race. But, you know, this year we talked more about individual titles. We didn't have a returning state champion on the team this year, so we wanted to get some kids on top of the podium. That was the goal. You know, we were awful close to getting five on top of the podium. We got two. You know, Peyton Shockey and Tanner Hercock capped their careers with an individual state title, and it's got to be a great feeling to have an individual state title, that gold medal, and have the sixth straight team title as well.
And Hercock's may have been the most surprising because of his career against Zaleski, but he told us, you know what, I got tired of hearing that. What was the difference from a technical standpoint, from an on-the-mat standpoint?
You know, like you mentioned, we were 0-3 against Zaleski going into the state finals match this year. Maybe more like 0-7 lifetime against him. The difference today was Tanner rode him. Tanner rode him in that third period. He almost turned him with the wing, you know, wing and a wrist, and that would have been huge. That would have been huge. We were awful close. But just being able to ride and stay heavy and stay in good position and keep forward pressure, and that was the difference today. Being able to ride him out and wear him out in the third period was the key to Tanner being a state champ.
As a coach, is it okay to be a little selfish in the fact that your only individual state champs were seniors, so the kids who were not seniors are still coming back and have a chance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had 13 qualifiers down here. Six were seniors, so we have seven back. Seven qualifiers back, four of those were medalists, and so we'll be right there, you know, towards the top again next year. I'm looking forward to what we have coming up. And, you know, these guys, none of the underclassmen won it, obviously, like you said, so these guys are going to be hungry and motivated in the offseason and hopefully be on top of the podium next year.
That is the head coach of the Amherst six-time state champion Broncos, Tyler Herman. And, of course, they'll try to three-peat at the state duels coming up next week. Taking a look at the rest of the team scores, outside of the top five, Amherst had the 201. Other teams from the area we want to mention. Pleasanton finishes in a tie for 14th with 36 points with only three wrestlers. Elm Creek and Franklin tied for 19th with 31. And as we take a look at Pleasanton, they bring home a state championship today for the first time in school history with Colton Lammers. Lammers picking up the win by a pin in 5 minutes and 28 seconds. It was a 3-2 match with about a minute to go, and he gets the throw and picks up the win. And here is our few comments from Colton Lammers.
Oh, pretty good, actually. First state champ Pleasanton, so it's an honor to get it done, do it right.
Talk about the close match today, the last one.
Oh, it was just a head chauncer, really. They take a shot in, you set it up, and lock underneath the chin, throw him to his back. That's exactly how it's supposed to work. So,
you're able to come out, as you mentioned, as the first Pleasanton state champion. How much were you thinking about that going into this state tournament?
Oh, going in, I thought about it a little bit. It actually hit me at the beginning of the year. I was like, you know, you might as well get it done. You've been here, you might as well do it. So, came back and got first.
State champ, but you hit another milestone. I think the entire town of Pleasanton's here with those signs to have 100. How nice is it to have 100 on top of the state championship, all kind of accumulating at the same time?
Oh, it all came together at the same time. We didn't know it was going to be 100 until I think yesterday. We figured that out, but it feels real good. It shows that if you work hard, you can accomplish many things.
How many folks came on today?
Oh. Probably 100, right around there.
For you to do this, when Amherst is always the talk of the town when it comes to wrestling up in that area, and Pleasanton's not even a little brother. I mean, you guys are never spoken of when it comes to wrestling. You're so close. Now to put Pleasanton on the map for wrestling, what does that mean?
Oh, I mean, Amherst is there. Amherst is always going to be there. You can't do anything about it. They're just going to be good. They're a wrestling town. That's where they come from. They grew up with it. You just got to compete and go out there. If you win, you win. You lose, you lose.
You probably could have transferred to Amherst if you wanted to. Why did you stay at Pleasanton?
It's my home. Parents grew up there. Family grew up there. Why not stay there and bring the tradition there?
What's the feeling you got right now?
I don't know. It's pretty great, actually. First person to medal. Well, not medal, but first person to get a gold medal, and it's just a great accomplishment.
What was your one loss this year?
Tucker Bergquist from Southern Valley. He wrestled at 38 for C.
That is the state champion, first time ever, from Pleasanton in Colton Lammers. And Dana Fisher, the head coach there of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, we had a chance to get a couple comments from him. It's been quite a ride. Pleasanton has been one of those schools that has started the upward trend here. They've been climbing and climbing. And they get one of those big-time things, big-time accomplishments and goals taken care of today.
Talking with Pleasanton coach Dana Fisher as Pleasanton has their first state champion, but it's even more than that. You get three kids down here. You have a pretty good state meet. You're high up in the team standings. Dana, let's start there. What about just overall the whole team and now that the season's over, your thoughts?
I couldn't be more pleased with the team. We got a new wrestling room this year. We got two new mats. We started our tournament back up, and we had kids that actually wanted to wrestle. They came to practice every day. They worked hard. It's just I'm actually speechless. It's been one of the better years that I've had since I've been a coach in Pleasanton for kids being interested in wrestling.
This is always the fun time, ascending. It's a long climb for you.
Yes.
Michael was kind of a surprise to even get here, and Trey so close. Talk about those two.
Michael, he was surprising this year. He started off a little slow, but he kept getting better and better, and wrestling with Trey every day in the wrestling room made him better, and he got second at districts. He was unfortunate not to win a match down here, but, you know, he made it, and that was a big deal to him. Trey, he just kind of walked into a tough bracket, and he missed half the year because of a knee injury, and he just really never got going this year like he should have. He wrestled good, but just not quite up to Trey Keyshaw power.
Well, let's move on to the first state champion in program history. Just your feelings, I could tell even you guys were nervous coaching.
Yes, we were definitely nervous. I mean, you're always nervous in a situation like that, but, you know, he's one of them kids that, you never know. He's going to throw something, even if he's behind, he's going to throw. And he's been doing that for 3 years now. And it's just, you know, you can't count him out till it's over. And he had it. He had that look in his eyes when he walked over. And I knew it was going to happen because when he gets that look in his eyes, very rarely does he lose.
The feeling when you knew. I mean, he hits the throw. It's close. It's a one-pointer late. Anything can happen. Just your feelings.
When I seen him put that on, I knew it was over. That thing was so tight. And that kid wasn't moving. And, you know, I just stood up, started clapping my hands because I knew they were slapping the mat. And he looked up at me, and I was like, there you go. That's what we've been wanting.
And how about Colt Lammers? His name will always be first. If you have multiple champions after this, he'll always be at the top. Just the type of kid that will be at the top of that list forever.
Yep, he is going to be the kid that, you know, Pleasanton Wrestling's going to pretty much be founding on. We had a few placers in the past, but, you know, the first state champion, that's a big thing. And he's one of them kids that deserves it. Works hard, you know, and he's a team leader. And he deserved to be a state champ. He definitely deserved it.
Dana, enjoy the great moment and a great season for you and the Bulldogs.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
So here's the rest of what happened in Class D, and we also will hear about one of the big matches of the day, Hercock-Zaleski. So a state championship for Colton Lammers of Pleasanton. Elm Creek gets the state championship with William Bloom, a 3-2 win over Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. Zach Zaleski, that's the thing about sports. You can get your heart torn out, and it looked like he had an escape in the final second of the heavyweight match. It was first awarded, then waved off, and he falls to Tanner Hercock 3-2, the first time he had ever lost to Hercock, and he will come up with a runner-up medal. Brody Lewis of Franklin, he goes ultimate tiebreaker, is awarded a stall call with 6 seconds to go in the match, and that ties it 1-1 with Brant Florell of Amherst, and then he is able to win the ultimate tiebreaker, so a state championship for Franklin. For Harvard, Dallas Dupnik ended up fourth. Ansley Litchfield's Bo Slingsby was fifth. Zach Kerner of Arapahoe, second best kid in the state, It's proven. He lost three of his four matches this year to Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell, who ends up undefeated. It was a pin in 352. Other medalists from the area, Eustace Farnham's Chris Worth was third, and Jake Buring of SEM was sixth. For Amherst, your state champions, let's work our way up because I want to hear from Tanner Hercock. Jacob Martinson finished sixth. Fifth place for Jacob Klingelhofer. Fourth for Logan Deburn and Peyton Cumston. Third for Trace Boss. State runners-up for Kalen Klingelhofer, Brant Florell, and Devin Dimmern. And then state championships for the two big boys, Peyton Shockey, as he wins it in 4:53 over Taylor Alcorn of Crawford, and Tanner Hercock, a 3-2 win over Zach Zaleski of Overton. And here are a couple comments from Tanner.
Guys, had a lot of great battles out there. What was different about this one except the outcome?
It's just Herman kind of said that if we don't have a state champion, the team trophy doesn't matter. So that's what motivated me. I had to wrestle for myself, wrestle for my own achievement. So, but it's also helping the team out every bit we can.
You guys have been so close almost every time you wrestle. What was the difference today? What did you do different against
it? I just wanted to prove people wrong. People were telling me, oh, he's beat you three times, he's going to beat you the fourth time. I used that to motivate me. Just kind of went with it.
Your thoughts there at the very end, it looked like maybe he had gotten the escape and then they have to go check it out. I know you thought that it was going to go to overtime. Just tell me what was going through your head there those last few seconds.
I just thought another minute going or possibly two and a half with him because he's just that good of a wrestler. He's a great kid, but I just couldn't believe that I about missed it, the chance of getting it.
Did you two say anything to each other out there while they were trying to decide?
Nope.
What did the official say to you?
I don't remember.
Does it really matter?
No.
You know, you guys have been struggling today as a team, but for this state championship, that's two in a row now because the person going right before you, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Peyton Shockey won it right before me. Like what Mason Klingelhofer always said last year, I'm the caboose on the train. I got to make sure everybody's still on it. So I was always the one finishing off the day, making sure that everybody got a good roll going into the next day.
Looking back a couple of years, Stewart got a championship. What does it mean to keep another title in the family?
Oh, that means great. Stewart's always been there motivating me, always telling me. He's always texting me stuff like, motivational pictures and Bible scriptures. So he just got like the mental doctor for me, helping me out.
And that is Tanner Hercock. As you know, there's a vast group of media there asking questions, so you'll hear some other voices in there, but Tanner Hercock is your winner. Let's go to Class C now and continue on with our Classic Hits wrestling wrap-up from the 2015 state tournament. We thought last night in the semifinals O'Neill couldn't catch him. O'Neill caught him. They were 1 point short of a state championship last year, and they win it by two this year. And the O'Neill fans, you cannot say. There were two to three fan bases at least, but, I mean, if you ever heard anything that was like Kearney High in the day, especially at the Devaney, it was O'Neill and Valentine. They knew what was at stake with every kid wrestling, whether it was this morning or yesterday in the first round of the WrestleBacks yesterday. They knew how important it was, and they were right. O'Neill 107. Valentine 105, Battle Creek 89, East Butler 88, and 84.5 for David City. As far as teams in our listening area, Central City is 12th with 49. St. Paul with only three wrestlers was 13th with 48 points here today. Gibbon was 18th with 39, and Kearney Catholic was 19th with 34. Kearney Catholic did have two medalists here, and they included Eric Pacheco, finishing third, and third for Joseph Feldner. Feldner lost the first match of the tournament in overtime. He faced the same young man today for third, and he won it by a score of 3-0. For Gibbon, Vinny Pearson finished in third, Colton Brown and Ozzy Rodriguez finished in sixth. For St. Paul, a fourth-place finish for Tyler Cunningham and Dylan Pozoza, and David Gross brings home the state championship. He had to go to the ultimate tiebreaker, which had plenty of twists and turns, but Gross wins it today 3-2 over Caleb Thomas of Wakefield. And we got a chance to get a few comments from a very exhausted David Gross, as you can imagine, after his match today bringing home the first state title in quite some time for the St. Paul Wildcats. And here is our conversation and a couple of comments from the Class C 160-pound state champion.
I mean, I was exhausted, and I'm sure he was too.
But, 4 seconds well worth it. You're state champ. Put it in
yeah. Well, it's probably the best feeling I've ever felt, really. I don't know. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Have you ever been speechless like that before?
Not very many times.
David, talk about the different type of wrestler you are today from when you were walking on the standing fourth last year.
My mentality has changed a lot. I've gotten a lot more confidence since last year, where I was a sophomore coming in, kind of the underdog, and pulled that off. But this year, I was kind of the underdog too, but I think I was ranked fourth, but I came through and won it.
Did you feel like an underdog in the final when you were walking out there under the bright light?
Not so much. It was just, I mean, I was pumped to coming in the finals, but it was great.
St. Paul's small in numbers, but you guys all pick up medals. Talk a little bit about just having the whole group do well down here.
Well, our 106 pounder, he's just a freshman, and he came here and did great for a freshman, medaling fourth. And Dylan, our 126 pounder, he's got a lot of years' experience and came down his senior year and medaled pretty high, so that's great too.
Those are a couple comments from David Gross, the state champion at St. Paul. Now, Centura and Wood River came short of medalists today, but Donovan Trumbull got a fourth place from Kalen Garrett. Cade Swoboda of Ord, the runner-up in a rematch of the district final with David Fox of O'Neill. They had been ranked 1 and 2 most of the year. This was not as close as last week. In fact, a lot of takedowns and cutting there in the third period. Cade Swoboda falls to Fox 19-6. For Arcadia Loop City, they had a fifth-place medalist in Wyatt Lane. We had a third-place medalist for Austin Olson of Minden. Same story. He lost in the quarterfinals. The young man he lost to came all the way back and took third place by beating him today, a score of 4-2. Another medalist from the area, Lane Helgoth of Sergeant Burwell, finished fifth. For Southern Valley, Tucker Burquist finished in third today at 138 pounds. And you heard Gross say earlier that that was one of the guys that gave him some problems last year. We take a look at the Sutton Mustangs. Tyler Bailey is your state champion. 46-0 senior, beats Jeremiah Dickinson of Central City 7-0. So Dickinson, the runner-up, and also Ryan Molosik of Central City finishes in sixth. That's a look at D&C. We'll have more on the wrestling wrap-up brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional, as we look at A&B right after this.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, where the 2015 State Wrestling Tournament has come to a close. And in Class B, one of the closest team races in recent memory outside of Central City winning it a handful of years ago, it's been the Omaha Scut Show. And because they had a couple of kids suspended for the state meet, they were on the back burner for a little while, but they're able to edge it out today. In fact, Plattsmouth just couldn't get anything going today in the finals, and Omaha Scott wins it with 119 points, Scott's Bluff with 117.5, Plattsmouth with 116. Those were the top three teams in Class B, separated by 3 points. Grand Island Northwest finishes 10th this year with a team total of 62. Lexington had 43 points in 13th. Adams Central was 14th with 41 points. Aurora, in Bill Wolford's final year, ties for 17th with 38. And Holdridge was 19th with 37 points. Far as Class B medalists from the area, we'll start with Adams Central. Mark Zesker fell short in the championships today as he fell 3-1 to Alex Foltz of Columbus SCOTUS at B145. Earlier today, Kendall Oberheide took home a fifth-place medal. For Grand Island Northwest, no one in the finals, but Carson Sock was fourth, Austin Cooper and Ty Johnson fifth, and Josh Reimers finished in sixth. For Holdridge, Devin Longston was fifth, Tristan Colgrove finished in sixth. For Aurora, Tanner Wanch was third, Craig Hudeberg finished in fourth. A second-place finish today for Cozad's Brian Messersmith. He falls 3-1 to Ty Snyder of Syracuse late in the match. Snyder gets the takedown for the victory. Jacob Hoffman, fourth for Cozad. And for Lexington, Dakota Hernandez comes home with the state championship. Been a little while since the Minutemen picked up the win, and he does it 3-2 over Chase Nelson, top-ranked wrestler out of Beatrice. So Dakota Hernandez comes in today in Class B and is able to win it over 160-pounder Dakota Hernandez. He was the number 2 seed, actually, but Hernandez was not ranked coming into the state tournament. He was number 2, and so I had that backwards, but Hernandez does win it today nonetheless by a score of 3-1 or 3-2 and wins the state championship. Moises Garcia also medals for Lexington as he finishes in 6th place. We'll look at Class A and the Laux family affair from Hastings right after this.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon, member FDIC.
This is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services. I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
Welcome back to the CenturyLink Center for Classic Hits award-winning coverage of high school wrestling. Don't forget the state duels next Saturday, coverage on ESPN Radio, and championship Saturday night here on Classic Hits. Our coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weeches. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and your professional Craig Weeches. Well, in Class A, it was close until this morning, and Millard South was able to get things going and pull away to win the Class A state title. They'd been ranked number one all year long, and they went it with 172.5. Grand Island made a push, but they finished second, 16 points back at 156.5. Creighton Prep and Kearney tie for third at 103, and Hastings is fifth with 95 points. Taking a look at the medalists for Grand Island, state championships for Billy Thompson and Edgar Silva. Thompson wins it by a pin in 59 seconds over Doug Vodder of Millard West. You've also got Edgar Silva bringing home a 5-4 victory over Colby Foster of Omaha Central. And Andrew Pistello of Omaha Burke was a winner over Blaine Morrow at heavyweight by a score of 7-3. So Morrow will be second. So will Chris Doty, who lost by a pin in 59 seconds to Isaac DeLoa, who wins his third state championship as a junior, and there's nothing going to get in his way. He has dominated the field the last couple of years. So first and seconds, as they had four in the finals. Third place, Skylar Schmidt, Blake Cohen. Fifth place for Dante Todd and Alan Sobota. So all the Islanders that wrestled this morning ended up winning their final match. For Kearney High, nobody in the finals for the first time in a long time. They do bring home six medals. Aaron Griffiths was third. A ton of fifths, Ashton Arentz, Damon Rodriguez, Zane Hammaker, and Cameron Schlender. And Gabe Ledesma, sixth, got a chance to talk with him this afternoon. Possible torn ACL suffered in his first match this morning. It swelled up so bad they weren't actually sure how bad it would be. And we hope the very best for Ledesma. Hate to see that. Then for Hastings, they pick up the third-place medals for Brandon Kyle and Wee Trung and state championships for the Laux boys. Connor Laux wins it over Nate Morris of Papillion La Vista by a score of 9-4. And as he says, the first freshman to ever bring home a state title for Hastings.
It's the first state champion freshman in Hastings High history, I think. Am I right? Okay. And it feels really good to know I have that and to be a part of the school and stuff like that.
Is that the greatest hug you've ever had with your father?
Yes. Yes, it was the greatest hug I've ever had with my dad.
At the end of the match, though, you had a little celebration. I don't know what to call it. Break it down for
was
that.
I was kind of planning it with my brother because I was going to roll it up and go, and then he's going to finish it because he's going to win it. That's what the thing was.
Didn't start out too well for you.
Yeah. Just a little bit of jitters coming out there, a little bit cautious. But you know, once I got the flow of the match, started to get more comfortable.
Take us through the match a little bit. How did you see it play out?
He came out and got the first takedown. And then I was just working on getting my hands on bottom. And when I got out, just working on my front headlock and just getting around him and just keeping the pressure on him. And on top, just keeping the pressure forward, two on ones and stuff, and just tilts.
You score from the top in the second period. Dad has some words for you to start the third period. What was he telling you?
Get hands. Don't lay on bottom because I've had a bad history of laying on bottom, getting turned before. So just work on getting my hands and out.
So there's one down here. Did you ever think last week at districts that the things were shaking a little bit? Were you worried at all?
No, I wasn't really worried because this past weekend at districts, I've beaten that kid early in the season, and I just looked over top of him at districts. So I felt confident, and I worked on a little bit of stuff and practice and stuff over the week.
What advice did Nolan give you before you came in today?
Just stay cool. Don't get caught up in everything. Just go out and wrestle your match.
And then you go out and celebrate like that and roll it up for him. So you got that
yeah. He has to go get it now because since I did that.
For you to be able to carry on the Laux name with state titles at Hastings, it's got to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, it means a lot for me and my whole family because we've worked hard over the past, I don't know how many years, just always just striving to get to this point.
That's Connor Laux, the 106-pound champion in Class A. And as he said, it was up to his brother Nolan, who becomes back-to-back state champions. Nolan wins it today by a score of 13-4 over Mike Thiessen of Millard South.
It's great. I mean, coming out short last year, really stung. I just didn't want that to happen again. I was pretty fired up. Like, throughout the day, I was pretty, like, lackadaisical and, like, kind of, like, out of it, actually. But I went out there for his match, and I watched his. He came out and stuck him and just got me fired up. I mean, I'm really proud of him.
Were you more nervous for your match or for his match?
I feel like I should say my match, but probably his match. I mean, like, I think I was like part of it. Like, after his match was over, I was relieved like of some of that stress, and I was able to like get back to like what I need to do and not worry about what he has to do.
It's the only chance that you guys will both have a chance, obviously, to win it in the same year. He talked about the celebration that he had and that you were going to finish it off.
Yeah.
And now for your medal winners in 120.
We went to the Nationals last year, and Dylan Ness, after he won his semifinals match, did that. But he wasn't supposed to punch it, he's just supposed to roll it. So he's just supposed to roll, and I was supposed to go next one, like put the punch on it. He messed that up, but I mean, it was a good concept.
Dad's taking you guys a lot of places. Just kind of describe what this moment means, because I've never heard the Hastings crowd this loud at a state tournament.
I mean, it's great. Yeah, he takes me, Connor, Brandon, whoever wants to go all over the country. And I mean, it's nice that me and Connor both got titles, but it would have been nice to have gotten Brandon and Wee into where they could have been. But they're tough kids, and they'll get over it. And they're both wrestling in college, too, and they'll make adjustments.
That's Nolan Laux, another state champion, and it's something when you've got two sons that win a state championship and you are the coach. And as I said to foot coach Brian Laux, this was the only opportunity for that to happen, is Connor's a freshman, Nolan's a senior.
Had an amazing career, and, you know, since that loss last year, he, in the finals, he had really, you know, been dedicated in you know, in the off season, and so I'm just real proud of those guys. And, you know, Connor, you know, early in that match, you know, gets taken down. I think he was probably a little nervous, but, you know, he battled back. So just today was a great day. Something that I always remember.
And talk a little bit about Nolan's match. You talked a little there about Connor.
Yeah, just, you know, with Nolan, I think, you know, he I don't know if he was afraid to open up, but I think it was more that, you know, we hadn't wrestled the kid before, and we knew that he was dangerous. So, you know, he wasn't going to try to put himself in any, you know, predicaments. So, you know, I was just real pleased with the effort. And just, like I said, he did a good job making sure that, you know, he didn't put himself in any situation that would get him in trouble.
You also picked up a couple other medalists. Just kind of talk about the team performance down here.
Yeah, you know, 2 weeks prior, it was kind of up and down week, you know, a couple weeks. And, you know, I was just real happy with how the whole team had wrestled, you know, all 10. And, you know, Brandon Kyle comes back after a tough loss to end up, you know, getting third in the way he had won that. And then, you know, we, you know, last night, a heartbreaking round, and he had really bounced back and, you know, came from behind in two matches. He was down 5-0, I believe, in both matches, and came back and got a takedown late in each one of those, you know, last periods. So just real, real proud. You know, those three seniors have been dedicated for the most part of working hard and, you know, striving to be great.
Top five finish, too.
Yeah, the top five finish is great. I think whenever you look at, you know, when you're comparing yourself to other programs and trying to, you know, get to the top, you know, it's a first. You know, last year we were seventh. This year being in the top five is rewarding. Our guys worked very hard all year, and, you know, we still have state duels, so.
And success brings a following. I don't ever remember in 20-plus years hearing Hastings Tiger fans like they were today.
Yeah, we've had great fan base all year, and I think for districts, you know, we ended up, we had a kind of a spirit bus in which it filled within 3 hours. And so it's excitement that, you know, everybody wants to be a part of success. And it's just a tribute to what we have going and how hard the kids work. And, you know, just it's been a great year.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you.
That's Brian Laux, the head wrestling coach at Hastings. They finish fifth. Kearney ties for third and second for Grand Island. We'll take a final break and be back on the Classic Hits Wrestling Wrap-Up, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed professional, right after this.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about our local athletes' accomplishments in the next issue of The Gibbon Reporter, The Shelton Clipper, and The Wood River Sunbeam, or online at clipperpub.com.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers!
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weeges. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Over 11,000 fans again here today for the championships of the 2015 high school wrestling tournament and championship matches. One more recap, in case you missed it, in Class A, Connor Locks of Hastings wins 9-4. Nolan Locks of Hastings wins 13-4. For Grand Island, Chris Doty lost in 59 seconds to three-time champion junior Isaac DeLoa. Billy Thompson of Grand Island wins in 59 seconds. Edgar Silva of Grand Island wins 5-4, and Blaine Morrow of the Islanders loses 7-3. Area wrestlers in B, Dakota Hernandez of Lexington wins the 160-pound title 3-2 over Nelson of Beatrice. The 152-pound title, Brian Messersmith of Cozad, the runner-up, falling 3-1 to Ty Snyder of Syracuse, and Mark Zesker of Adams Central, the runner-up at 145, falling 3-1 to Alex Foltz of Columbus Scotus. In Class C at 132, Tyler Bailey completes the undefeated senior season from Sutton at 46-0, 7-0 over Jeremiah Dixon of Central City, who is a junior. The 160-pound title goes to David Gross of St. Paul, winning the ultimate tiebreaker 3-2 over Caleb Thomas of Wakefield. They were both 36-1 going in. And David Fox, another state championship for the O'Neill senior. He completes a 39-0 season, 19-6 over Ord junior Cade Swoboda. And in Class D, it was William Bloom of Elm Creek, a 3-2 winner over Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst. They are both underclassmen and will be back at 132. Brody Lewis of Franklin, a 2-1 ultimate tiebreaker win over Brent Florell of Amherst. The first ever state championship for the Pleasanton Bulldogs in wrestling. Colton Lammers, a pin over Clay Dickinson, a friend, in 528. Zamua Baptista of Friend, a 3-2 win over Devin Dibbern, the senior from Amherst. He'll end his season at 44-3. Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell pins Zach Kerner of Arapahoe in 352. Sturdivant 38-0 as a senior. Kerner, a junior, three of his four losses in his 33-4 year were to Sturdivant. So he'll be glad to see him graduate. And at 220, Peyton Shockey of Amherst pins Taylor Alcorn of Crawford in 453. And the area upset, Tanner Hercock of Amherst wins the Class D heavyweight title over Zach Zaleski of Overton, 3-2. Zaleski will end his senior season at 39-2. Again, Millard South, your A champion with the runner-up in Grand Island. Your Class B champion by just a couple of points is Omaha Scott. Scott's Bluff was the runner-up. In Class C, O'Neill, a 2-point win over runner-up Valentine. Haven't had that many close races recently in multiple classes. And then 201 points for Amherst to win Class D, the second most ever, 95.5 for runner-up Fran. Want to thank the many fine sponsors. Want to thank Larry Baker for his assistance all weekend, Bill Lentz last night during the semifinals, and to all the producers back at the studio, including Stacey Johns tonight. This is Doug Duda, and you've been listening to the 2015 State Wrestling Wrap-Up from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com and your mobile. Pioneer.com on their smartphone. This is Doug Duda from CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Complete coverage of the state duels next Saturday at the UNK Health and Sports Center, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, Grand Island Northwest, Gibbon, Central City, Amherst, among the area teams that will be competing. Till then, have a great weekend, everyone. Good night.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your